Governor Sam Brownback chose a construction site in Overland Park for a ceremonial signing of Kansas' second round of income tax cuts. The first one ended the tax for many businesses.
So I say, come to Kansas. We have jobs, and we have a passion for people to have better lives.
Brownback wasn't happy with every aspect of the new state budget, though. For example, more than $60 million in cuts to higher education over the next 2 years.
Which I'm not pleased with. I thought it should have been stable funding. So we're going to be looking at what all options are.
But the way the budget is written, Brownback can't line item veto the higher ed cuts. So if he's going to get his way, he has to figure out another way to get it. House Speaker Ray Merrick said the cuts had to be.
You cannot do tax policy like this if you're not willing to cut government.
All the while, Missouri Governor Jay Nixon was traveling his state selling against an override of his veto of a similar Missouri tax bill. The Kansas State Board of Education heard testimony on the Common Core standards for reading and math. Want to stick with the board's 2010 approval of the multi-state standards.
This is going to really allow our students to be more globally competitive because of the very rich foundational skills that the Common Core will present.
Republican chair of the House Education Committee, Kasia Kelly, gave her take on why the legislature put the Common Core adoption process on hold.
I know we're excited to move forward and get out from under teaching to the test. I think there's still a question as to whether or not Common Core really does that. But I believe these are issues that none of us can answer, so a pause makes sense.
The Kansas Board did accept new multi-state-designed science standards. The Missouri Supreme Court ruled that a 1993 law allowing students in unaccredited districts to transfer into nearby accredited ones is constitutional. The case involved St. Louis students, and that district is now accredited again. But attorney for the plaintiff, Elkin Kirstner, said it could make it very hard for districts like those around unaccredited Kansas City schools to refuse to take kids.
It would be pretty difficult for them to walk into court with a straight face and say, you know, these are viable defenses.
Some court watchers also said it makes it more likely the Kansas City district would have to pay the tuition for students who choose to transfer out. Brady Deaton, MU Columbia Chancellor for the past 9 years, announced his coming retirement.
We'll get through these transitions in smooth and effective ways, with emphasis always on the quality that we are achieving as an educational institution.
Deaton said his proudest accomplishments were faculty recruitment and retention, growth in research activity, and campus diversity. What he's most likely to be remembered for is that it was on his watch that MU made the switch to the SEC. SoftBank upped its offer for Sprint by $1.5 billion, and Sprint announced it was ending discussions with rival suitor Dish Network, which ended up buying Clearwire, which ended its talks with Sprint. Some analysts pointed out that SoftBank was now reducing its planned investment to shore up Sprint's future by $3 million, a peace offering to its own shareholders. This is KCUR.